at home. Much like Owen Gage, the Eagles' numbers aren't consistent across the board. In home league games, Caseville still scores 40 points and allows 53.5, a 13.5 point deficit. Now John Mooney wants to tell us about the roster of the Caseville Eagles.
Well, despite being winless, Coach Joey Sandkrantz, Caseville Eagles, they have kept games close all during this season. And this is due to the play of three seniors, a three-point specialist, Isaac Belts, the indomitable Cole Simmons, and I think one of the best all-around players in the area, Mason Kazefka. Ball control, shot selection, I think those are going to be key if the Eagles are going to get their first W.
Well, the Eagles' story, not many ways to put it. They're 0-12 on the season. They came close in their first game of the season, falling to Akron Fairgrove by 4 points, 43-47, and then a month ago by 5 points to CPS, but still winless on the season. Caseville is currently on a 12-game skid and currently in the midst of a 5-game homestand. It concludes on Friday against Carsonville-Port Sanilac. The regular season then finishes up for the Eagles with 3 road games at Deckerville, at Akron Fairgrove, and at Dryden.
You know, as far as Caseville's concerned, I'm glad we're here. I think it's important to give coverage to the high school athletes in our area, especially the hardworking ones. But besides being a hardworking team that we're covering, what's really nice about Caseville is that the Eagles always have a great fan support. Like tonight, the stands are really, really well supported. And also, they put the red carpet treatment out for all of us, too. So it's,
yes, indeed.
It's one of our favorite venues.
And it's the only venue, John, it's safe to say that I have the best seat in the house.
No doubt.
I am, if I look straight out in front of me, I am smack dab on the side of the court, right down midcourt. They moved the stat table over for us so we can sit right at center court.
You can determine if the official tosses the ball up correctly, if it's split in the middle of that line and everything, or if it goes a little bit over and everything. You've got the best seat in the house, believe me.
Boy, you just
maybe they do.
You just described a Republican debate, I do believe. That's a whole other story. We're tipping off in 3.5 minutes on the WLEW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops. Owen Gage at Caseville on Sports Radio 102.1.
Come to Moore Motor Sales in Caro for a super great deal if you drive a competitive vehicle that is owned or leased. This will get you an extra $1,500 rebate on top of all other purchase or lease incentives through February. Also, if your Ford lease is coming up before May 31st, Ford will waive up to 3 remaining payments if you go back to another Ford lease or purchase. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Caro on M81, or call me at 989. 673-4171. See you soon.
Thumb area farmers and truckers, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring is your closest authorized dealer for trailers and trailer parts from Mack. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring has thousands of new and used parts in stock with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and now Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week. Visit countrysidemi.com. Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane fuels, and many convenience items. Open 7 days. Stacks Market, like a little truck stop without showers. Smehall & Company Accounting Services of Caseville tailors its accounting, tax preparation, and other financial services to the unique needs of each client. And every client, small or large, receives the same attention. Their firm keeps on the cutting edge of tax law and financial trends, continually adapting to the ever-changing world of tax law and accounting. For the accounting and consulting professionalism you deserve, call Smehall & Company of Caseville, 989-856-2250, or visit smehallcompany.com.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network, and we are 90 seconds away from tipping off in Caseville, Michigan. It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine, just west of Light and Bad Axe, and now a second location in Sandusky. Well, for the second game in a row, we were both incorrect. And so now the score is Clark Ramsey 3, John Mooney 1, incorrect 3. Actually, incorrect twice and a tie once.
Actually, that's going to wind up winning at the ties. But I'll tell you what, I tossed and turned all last night on this one. This one is, I know how it's important to, you know, get a win because we're running out of games and everything. So pressure's clearly on me.
Yes, sir.
And so I'm going to really go off on a deep end and say Owen Gage by 37.
Owen Gage by 37.
You can quote me.
Well, I'm going to take the under on that.
Great, 36.
Yeah, I'm going to take 36.
No, go with 35. We have a chance of a tie.
That way. I was going to say 26. Las Vegas has Owen Gage favored by 24.5 points. So I was going to say 26, but just in the lieu of the of sports and the nature of it, I'm going to take 36. It's now time for our national anthem here in Caseville. Let's listen in.
Hello, fans, and welcome to Caseville High School. For tonight's varsity boys matchup between the visiting Owendale Gagetown Bulldogs and your Caseville Eagles. Please rise.
Mauer.
And you are listening to the WIW Sports Network. The national anthem is in the books. Let's take a look through our starting lineups for tonight. You're visiting Owendale Gagetown Bulldogs. Senior heavy on this roster tonight. Number 24, senior Dylan Fritz. Number 30, senior Daniel Good. Senior number 32, Jacob Wright, who is just 16 points away from 1,000 points career-wise. Number 42, a junior, David Binder. And number 50, rounding out the lineup, a senior, Derek Harp. Four seniors and one junior for Owen Gage, coached by Brian Wright. For your Caseville Eagles, sophomore, number 21, Andrew Siegfried. Number 23, a junior, Ben Fan. Number 31, senior, Cole Simmons. Number 33, senior, Mason Kozefka. And number 35, senior Isaac Belts. John Mooney, first thoughts here tonight.
Well, the question is, are we going to be totally inaccurate as prognosticators? And is Caseville going to go ahead and give the Owendale Gagetown team a really good game? They've got a couple kids that they can really stick with them, I think, so it could be interesting. That's where I'm at right now. Just what team is going to show up and how they're going to play.
Owen Gage in their road red uniforms with gray stripes down the sides, gray numbers with black outline. Caseville in their home white uniforms, a white C inside of a red patch on their shorts, red letters, red numbers outlined in white and a shadow red. Caseville going right to left across your radio. Owen Gage left to right as the tip is won by Caseville. And we're heading to the left. Cole